What is going to happen this weekend with the Dogs and the Gators? It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, listen, I feel like, you know, the whole cover thing, 14.5, 15 points, I'm not sure about that. I do feel confident that the Dogs are a better team at this point. But Florida's going to play their hearts out, man. And, you know, I forget who our guest was, but they said maybe, you know, they're playing for Billy Napier at this point. And maybe that's true. But where are you at right now heading into tomorrow's matchup with Florida, Georgia?
Georgia will crush Florida. That's why I took them. I bet them minus the 14.5. They got 9 starters out. I mean, 8 if you count, because Graham Mertz is already out.
Yep.
But they got 8 starters, or at least guys that contribute, you know, that are more than, you know, 10 to 20 snaps are out for this game. So on both sides of the ball, by the way. And Montrell Johnson is a running back, linebackers, I got some guys that are questionable. Point is, Georgia's healthier. Georgia's finally gotten that superstar defense we were looking for. Jalen Warren, the guys that we were, you know, waiting for, Mykel Williams, those guys really emerged out of the Texas game, and I think there's no stopping them. I think now, like, Kirby, but you know how Kirby amps them up for this game, as Kirby was amped up as a player for this game. So that's why I really think Georgia, even though I know it's a trap, it's scary, it's rivalry, there's been weird things in this, I don't think this is that year for that.
No, I don't either. I really don't. I don't feel like this is setting up for that. This is simply, they're better. Go out and show it. And by the end of the fourth quarter, Georgia should be walking off the field with another victory and, you know, remaining one of the top teams in the country. I agree with you at this point. I think for Florida, and I said this earlier in the show, if you're Napier, Mike, you want to keep it close. If you get another blowout, you got blown out by Miami. Texas A&M has blown you out. What it has shown is the disparity in talent with these better teams that you're facing. And I think, you know, if they keep it close, it bodes well for him. I'm not saying you want to lose, but you don't want to lose by 30 to Georgia in this game based on what's already happened, because the schedule doesn't get any easier for Florida. And, Mike, they could end the season losing 4 of their next 5, and all of a sudden now this whole Napier thing resurfaces and everybody's saying, all right, is he the right guy?
I know that Napier has got a brutal schedule. We already covered it. I mean, there's really the only win you could see realistically is Florida State.
And that's a win.
And that's a rivalry game. But look, Florida State may lose to North Carolina. Probably will. They're a 2.5-point favorite. It's just, this thing is so dead. I mean, I know you hate to say college athletes quit or a pro athlete, but now they're sort of semi-pros. This thing is so off the rails. I mean, there's coaches probably sending resumes out right now that are assistants on that staff, because they're going to have to fire everybody and rehire a new staff from Mike Norvell. But it's just, it's bad. But that's the win. That's the win. Napier, if can he get the big recruit? I mean, Lagway, who you're going to see in quarterback, is a big find. You said we're out of Texas, right? I mean, it's a big,
yes,
big recruit.
Number one.
If you can continue to build on that, and I know it seems like, you know, the casual fan would say, well, how are you going to convince a kid to come here when everybody else is selling against you that you're going to be gone in a year or gone midseason? Well, he dodged it so far, right? We all thought he'd be gone by this weekend, Halloween.
Because they're playing – number one, better. But they're playing – listen, I think they're playing hard. Like, this is the thing with these coaches. If you're watching a team and you go, all right, it's one thing I don't have talent, or we're not as good as the teams that we're playing, but my team shows up. That bodes well, and that tells me that guys are at least connecting. Mike, it's the worst thing is to watch a team and you realize they don't have talent and they don't give a damn.
Right.
Like, I see Florida.
And that's Florida State.
That's
I just referred to it. That would be an FSU, exactly.
Yeah, so that to me is why it looks better for Billy Napier. But there, you know, still, the talent wins, man, all day, every day. So if you don't have that on the field, it's going to be a long day.
But again, but there's still going to be some fans out there that say, no, I don't know how they've been burned so often now the last couple of years. Do you have a group of the big boosters at Florida who say, hey, that Kurt Cignetti up in Indiana, that's the new news. That's what we need. You know, I don't know. There'll be many schools that'll be pursuing him, because what he's done at James Madison now at Indiana has been pretty amazing.
Yeah, here's the issue, though. And this is, again, you know, ask Texas A&M. You're going to cut Napier your $30 million
well,
check?
That's it. I don't think they've got that coin. I mean, do they have the will to spend it, knowing the other things? And has Rashada lawsuit, that thing, ever been settled, by the way?
Nah, I
don't even know where that's even going.
Yeah, it's kind of on the back burner as far as in the public eye, but no, I don't think it's been settled. Mm-hmm. And by the way, when we talk about these buyouts, I mean, everybody always talks about the money that you're paying the guy to go away. What about the number that you're paying the new guy to come in?
Right.
I mean, this is not chump change. You're talking about paying him, all of his new assistants, the new staff, everything that goes with that, Mike. So there's a huge cost that goes along with this. But we also know the college football is big business. And, man, we're talking about billions of dollars. So at the end of the day, once these new contracts and deals come in, I think we're going to see a lot more of that going on with guys getting, you know, these buyouts.
Hey, one sidebar before we talk about the rest of college football this weekend, including a couple of big games, one of the Big Ten. Greg Sankey sent a memo to everybody about feigning injuries. Faking injuries. Quote, a feigned injury will be found to have occurred unless the national coordinator accepts clear medical information establishing the player. In other words, it's documented he's got a strain to this bone or that ligament. He says it is, quote, disrespectful to the game of college football. Talking about you, Lane Kiffin, and others that have implored this very unmanly tactic, Carl, in college football.
It is. Look, guys do it. Coaches do it. You kind of slow down the game. You're trying to get your guys off the field, whatever the case may be. People do it. I think it's classless.
But you got to teach your – if you're going to do this, if you're going to use this subterfuge, Carl, you got to teach your players how to do it. I always get a kick out of Matthew Berry on College Football Final. You know, when they do that, that's a dollar fine. Basically, they fine a guy a dollar. And you see some of these guys, like, literally, it's like, oh! And all of a sudden, out of the blue, they just collapse on the ground. It just looks so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's phony. Hey, real quick about the Big 12. I mentioned this before we got into this conversation. It is our college football playoff talk, guys. Road to the college football playoff. BYU's 8-0. They're 5-0 in the Big 12. Iowa State is 7-0. They're 4-0. They wouldn't play unless they met in the Big 12 title game. And if both managed to reach the finish line without a loss, Mike, it's possible the winner would receive a playoff bye while the loser still qualifies for the playoff. But there are too many variables, as we talk about, with the scenarios that could play out. This is not only going on in the Big 12. This is kind of what we've been talking about, even with the SEC, with four teams potentially. And, okay, they all have one loss, let's just say, at the end of the year. You know, Texas A&M, are they going to run the table? I don't know. But then how does that look? You also could say this, you know, about the ACC. We've said even if Clemson and Miami meet in the championship game, both will probably make the playoff. But then what about a one-loss Pitt if they lose? This and there's just not enough spots. So this is where we talk about somebody is going to get left out who has had an amazing season. And that's why not a lot changes. When you go from 4 to 12, yes. But I know we're talking about 12, 11, 10, and people won't see it maybe that way, but that's going to be the argument, Mike, when we get there.
Look, BYU plays clean. They're one of the least penalized teams. They got a really good defense. But some would say, yeah, you put them up against a Power 5. I mean, a big boy. They are in the Power 5. But you put them up against a Georgia or – well, let's see it. I mean, that's why we've got this playoff. Pitt, that's a great point, because if they lose to SMU and they can't beat Clemson, obviously they're done. But if they beat SMU, and a lot of folks feel this is where the road ends for Pitt, a one-loss Pitt might not, just doesn't have the juice because they don't have any really impressive, other than beating a number 20 team. That's what the Mustangs are right now. And then the big game for me this weekend, but you're not getting the best punch from Penn State. First off, it's a noon start, Carl, because you know Fox loves the ratings they're getting on those big noon games. Imagine that being at night. Yeah. In Happy Valley, how that would change the pressure you would put on Ohio State. Drew Aller, the quarterback, they say game time decision. The word is he can't put weight on the leg that he's stepping into to make the throws. So I don't know how you're going to be able to do that.
You're telling me Franklin's going to lose another big game? He's 1-9 against these guys.
I mean, like,
he's got to win at
some point. I'm not making excuses, but the best quarterback he's had, arguably, or one of the top two since he's been at Penn State, can't go. They got a great run game. Can Ohio State's run defense stop it? I mean, that's what I want. I really wanted to take Penn State, but knowing the quarterback's up in the air, I couldn't bet it.
And the other part of this, you're right about the night game thing. I mean, but I want to, Mike, the pressure's still on Ohio State. There are two teams in college football that spent more money than anybody else in NIL. One is Ohio State. The other is the University of Texas. You cannot do that in this climate and just expect to go take an L against Penn State. Everybody expects Ohio State to be in contention for the national championship. They spend more money than anybody on these players, Mike, and now the pressure is on them. They're going into a place that they've owned.
Right.
And James Franklin doesn't beat Ohio State. So with all the things that you said, you're absolutely right, and it's one reason why you say, I don't think this is going to happen again this year. Mm. But the pressure's on Ohio State. If they lose...
Yep. Well, I mean, Ryan Day, there'll be people that are saying now, we've got the modern version of John Cooper. And for younger listeners, John Cooper was a guy that could never beat Michigan and put all these guys. I mean, they had teams that were better than some of the Miami teams from like the 80s and 90s. But anyway, Ryan Day is going to get that rep. So If Aller is healthy for Penn State, it's a different ballgame. And you also, real quick, while we're talking Big Ten, I like your pick. Didn't you take the Ducks in the Big House?
I did.
I just don't think Michigan get any kind of a shooting match with that kind of offense. And I think, you know, you could argue that, you know, Dan Lanning, maybe he's finally figured out how to win the big game after the win over Ohio State.
Yeah, and the quarterback's better, Mike. Their quarterback's just better.